Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Ben and Chana, Meretz Hena Miriam, Baschana. We're going to be talking about the sugya of Akum Sheshavas Ve'oisik B'Torah, a goy who keeps Shabbos and learns Torah, based on a wonderful article in the Maria Torah Journal, the 11th year, Shvat Tovshin Membez, page Ayin Gimel, and on. Written by Rabbi Yoshua Salomon Shlita, who is Aram in Yeshivas Nachlaz David in Petach Tikva. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Tes, writes, Akum she'asak b'Torah chayev misa v'lo yasuk ela b'zayin misa shelhem bilvad. A goy who learns Torah is chayev misa, and he's only allowed to learn the Sheva mitzvahs. And so to a goy she'shavas afilu b'yom imos hachol imoso la'atzmo kamo shabbos chayev misa. A goy who rests, even on a weekday, if he makes it like a Shabbos, he's chayev misa. Vein tzorach lomer imos hamoed la'atzmo. Not only that, it's pashut that if he makes a holiday for himself, now to make a Shabbos himself, a holiday for himself. Kol shel davrei minichno so l'chadish v'lasas mitzvah la'atzmon midaiton. Ela oyeh ger tzedek v'yikavu kol ha-mitzvah so yamud b'sarot v'lo yitzvah v'lo l'gra. So, the klal is, you don't allow him to make a new religion. You don't allow him to do his own mitzvahs based on his own knowledge. Either he's going to be a ger tzedek, and be v'yikavu kol ha-mitzvahs, or he's going to keep the sheva mitzvahs and not add and not subtract. Sanhedrin and Chesam at Beis, it says, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa Shenemar Yom Velayla Lo Yishbosu. Night and day they shall not rest. Meaning the Gemara understands that people, Goyim, are not allowed to rest for a full day and night, and therefore they're not allowed to keep Shabbos. Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. And Tesam at Aleph, Rambam teaches, the Gemara teaches, an Akum who learns Torah is also Chayiv Misa. Shenemar Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Moirasha Lanu Moirasha V'loy Lahem. Moshe commanded us an inheritance. It's an inheritance for us and not for them. And therefore an Akum She'asak B'Torah is Chayiv Misa. So we have these two halachas that the Rambam brings down. Now it's out of order. First the Gemara says a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Then the Gemara says a goy is not allowed to learn Torah. Rambam first writes to say there, and he says first now that I'm Torah, then he says now that I keep Shabbos, the Tahara. Hakoparim, you see a makor for the Rambam in the Gemara. We have to understand what the Rambam writes when he says that you don't allow him to make a new religion, rather either be a ger tzedek and be makabel kol ha-mitzvahs, or keep his own Torah and not add and not subtract. But my nafka mina that he keep him makabel all the mitzvahs and be a ger tzedek. We know that, and what's that doing here? And we also have to understand the Rambam. Oh, Yamod v'Taratz v'Lo Yosef v'Lo Yigra. Chor, we have to understand the Rambam is teaching us the din of Isra Shvisa and Isra Lima Torah. So, what is the Rambam saying here? Oh, Yamod v'Taratz v'Lo Yosef v'Lo Yigra. He should stay with his Torah, not add and subtract. The Rambam is telling us about Shavisa and Limud Torah. So what's the sinyan of the Rambam telling us he could be a Ger Tzedek? And what's the sinyan of the Rambam telling us that's Lo Yosef or Lo Yigra? In the 8th parak of Hilchos Malachim, Malach Yad Aleph, the Rambam writes that anybody's makabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and he's careful to do them, he's Mechasidei Umas HaOlam and he's a Chelek in Olam Haba, provided he does them and he accepts them because God commanded in his Torah and told us through Moshe Rabbeinu that B'nai Noach are commanded in these mitzvahs. But if he does it B'nai Hechrea Hadas, but if he does it because of his own intellectual decision, Ein Zeh Ger Toshev, he's not a Ger Toshev, and he's not Mechasidei Umas HaOlam. Lo Michachmeim, he's not amongst the wise ones, or Ela Michachmeim, rather he's among the wise ones, but he's not considered a Chassid Yom HaSa'olam. He keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs not because of our tradition, but because of his own decision. Chalap talks a lot in his firm about how everything has to go through Klal Yisrael, all the Kedusha, all the Ruchnis. You see this here in the Rambam. The Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs has to be because as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded in his Torah and told us through Moshe Rabbeinu, that Bnei Noach have to keep it. So again, you see that the Maslul, the Shvil, has to be through Klal Yisrael. Akopan in the Kesef Mishnah says, that he says, V'hushi Yikabel Olav, Nirali Sh'Rabbeinu Omer Kach Misvara D'Nafshei V'Nechoichahi. That the Rambam says that he has to be Makabel out the Kabbalah and not out Sechrei Hadas is the Rambam's own Svar, and it's correct. But if the Kesef Mishnah was right, then the Rambam should have said V'Yirali. The Rambam always uses that Lashon when he's adding his own Chedushim. When he doesn't, it means that he's taking it from somewhere. Where is he taking it from? It would appear as follows. In Sanhedrin and Ches Amid Beis, it says, Amar Eish Lakish, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. An Akum that keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Amar Avina Filu Sheni B'Shabbos. Even Monday. Rashi explains that the Pshat is, don't think that Reish Lakish is only talking about a Chova. Like on Shabbos, which is our Shabbos. Or on Sunday, when the Goyim keep Shabbos. Ela menucha ba'alma ka'asar lehu. Shlei vatlu melacha filu yom she'eno bar shvisa. Even a different day. Even Monday. A Goy wants to keep Monday and not to work. He's not allowed to. Could have said Tuesday and Wednesday also, but it's the first non-Shabbos dika day. He's not allowed to just stop not to do malacha. However, from the Rambam, it would appear that he doesn't learn like Rashi, that it's stam yom menucha zasu leben noach. Because the Rambam says that it has to be l'shem mitzvah l'chadish das. Rashi learns that just stam menucha zasu. However, the Rambam says stam menucha is not asur. The menucha has to be l'chadish das. And the chiddush of Ravina that he's adding on to Reish Lakish says that an okum sheshav is chayiv misa, that's on Saturday. And Ravina says even on Monday. L'shem das. The Ad Raman Sanhedrin writes, the Rambam explains Ravina not like Rashi. It's interesting, the Achronim are Meir on the Kesef Mishnah that he brings Rashi, that we're answering stam menucha ba'alma. And he doesn't write that the Rambam argues. Seems that the Kesef Mishnah understood that Rashi and the Rambam are agreeing. The Rambam seems to hold lehedya that it's l'stam menucha is not aser, only l'chadish das. And the explanation in Rashi that Ravina aser is even menucha and not shvisa, we have to say that he was bothered by the Tosefis of Ravina and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Goy sheshavas chayiv misa yom v'lai lo yishbosu. So what's Ravina adding? Even Monday. So Rashi learns that they're saying two different halachas. Reish Lakish is saying the Isser for a ben Noach to be Mekayim mitzvah Shabbos shel Yisrael. And that's only on Shabbos. Looks like he's not allowed to learn Torah, he's not allowed to be Mekayim mitzvah Shabbos. And Ravina's adding a different din. That an akum is aser shvisu menucha stami melacha, even bimos achol, even lo l'shem shvisu shel mitzvah. And they're both in the pasuk of yom v'lai lo yishbosu. They're now allowed to do Shabbos when we have Shabbos, and they're also now allowed to have stam a day of menucha. Maybe that's pshat in our tefillah. V'nosato Hashem elokeinu l'goy ha'rotzos. But they're not allowed to have, they're not given Shabbos, and b'menuchasa they're also not allowed to have a yom menucha. They're not allowed to rest b'chlal. So that's all Rashi. However, the Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi. And we have to say that he doesn't hold that a ben Noach is going to be aser b'shvisa menucha ba'alma. Stam menucha is not going to be aser. And he explains to Ravino, who says that afilu sheni b'shabbos means that he's not allowed to make a new religion. He's not allowed to make it like a law. So what's he adding? The answer is the Rambam is learning that Reish Lakish is saying he's not allowed to keep Shabbos on Shabbos. And Ravina is adding that he's not allowed to keep Shabbos, meaning a Shabbos dik a Shabbos on Monday. That he's not allowed to rest on Monday, l'shem mitzvah, to be mechadish das. Kol shel dover ein minichon osa l'chadish das. Elo ya ger tzedek, o yamed b'torasso, either be a ger tzedek and kalal of kol ha-mitzvahs, o yamed b'torasso. So it emerges then that Reish Lakish and Ravina said two different dinim. Reish Lakish said a din mesuyim b'Shabbos, it's like they're usher in Talmud Torah, they're usher in Shabbos. And then Ravina added they're also usher in Monday. The nafkamina is going to be the Rambam in Halacha Yud, Perakit Halacha Yud. The Ben Noach sherotz alasus mitzvah mishar mitzvah Torah k'day lekabel schar menos alasus lekilchasa. The Ben Noach, who wants to do mitzvahs just to get schar, we don't prevent him. The Radbaz says the Rambam says k'day lekabel schar dafka k'mishenam mitzvah v'yose. You have to be enam mitzvah v'yose. So let's say he wants to be makabel Shabbos just to be makabel schar, not al chiddush das. You don't prevent him. And the chiyuv misa is only when he wants to be makayim b'kviyus k'mitzuv v'yose, like a Jew. There's the alfusa that it's usher. But if he wants to just do it stam, to be makabel schar, he wants to sit on Saturday and not do anything, he could. As long as he's doing it, I'll say him mitzvah v'yose. Then it would be mutter. Now we can understand the Rambam, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph, that the Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvah Ditu has to be because Hashem commanded. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kesef Mishnah says it's his own Svara. But we said, where's the V'yirali? So we can say the Makor, the Rambam, the Sugi, and Sanhedrin. That if Ben Noach is Usser on Shabbos, and he's not allowed to keep it even during the week, if he's coming to be mechadish das, but yamod b'toyrasa v'lo yosef v'lo yigra, he has to be omid b'toyrasa, he can't add, he can't subtract. So mikan muchach that b'nei Noach have to be makabel their mitzvahs mitin Torah, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded, nam b'nei hechrei hadas. Rambam writes that Yamu Torasel Yosef Lo Yigra, that he's not allowed to add, he's not allowed to subtract, because he's not allowed to be Mechadish Das, like we learn in the Gemara in Sanhedrin from Ravina and Reish Lakish. You're not allowed to keep our Shabbos, like where Reish Lakish said, you're not allowed to keep it on Monday, be Mechadish Das. If you want to do it, you want to keep Shabbos, we said Bevakasha, but just to be Mechabel Schar, but not Al Tzchiv. You want to make chiyuvim for yourself? That's no good. Goy wants to be makayim shevim mitzvahs b'nei Noach because he thought of it. He's not allowed to do. He has to be makabel the Torah as it is. The chinuch writes in Tupman Dalid, the reason for Baal Tosef is that Torah is shalem. And any Tosef is a chisaron. And the same applies to Ben Noach. His Zayin mitzvahs are shalim, he's not allowed to add. So So if it was if he was allowed to do it al tzechorei hadas, I'll let him add. But no, he has to be mekayemet al tzechorei Torah. And any addition is forbidden. Rambam doesn't mean that he is an iser of Baal Tosif. Rambam is just saying that he has to keep his sheva mitzvahs, and that's the shleimus. He's not allowed to do anything else. In the same agav that we said before, that if he's doing it not al tzchiyuv, just to be makabel schar would also apparently apply to Talmud Torah. That's what the Or of Ram says, Rav Gurevitz from Ramas Eshkol. Parashas Noach, it talks about how Noach learned Torah. So you're allowed to do it not al tzchiyuv. Also, it's before Matan Torah. Ramban, Al Torah and Parashas told us, Perek Chavov, Pasuk Hei, writes in the Pasuk, Vayishmor Mishmarti al derech hapshat, Tomer Shtei Yehi Mishmarti, V'torosai, Hamil Abatzim Ubanav Avodav. So what's he guarding? What Torah? Mila for himself, for his children, for the Avodim, Mitzvah Menoch Kulam Shein Torah Lem. That's their Torah. That's the Sorosai. That's their Torah. In other words, he's learning like the Ramban. That's Malachim. That's Bnei Noach HaChayovim mitoritz mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not me'achrei hadas. That's what he means, Shehin Torah lehem. Their Torah. So this is the first part of the shir. I hope we have a second segment in Mirtz Hashem to continue on this Mahalach. So we learned some big yisodos in the Rambam, Machlokes between Rambam and Rashi. What a guy is not allowed to do? Is he not allowed to keep Shabbos al tziyon menucha or the Shabbos dafka al chiddush hados? Chokas Rambam Rashi. Rambam says chiddush hados. Rashi says even a yom menucha. He said possibly according to the Rambam, as long as he's not doing it al tzmitzuve, it's a motive for him even to keep Shabbos just to be mekabel schar. And the whole word of his sheva mitzvah is that he has to keep the sheva mitzvahs because Hashem commanded. That's his Torah. And not add, not subtract. If the Sheva Mitzvahs were Hechrei Hadas, so let him add and subtract. But since he's doing it Al Torah, he's not allowed to add and subtract. So the Rambam says, Ein Menichanos El Chadish Das El Yamdus Rasul Lo Yosef Lo Yigra. Can't be Mechadish Hadas, he has to keep with the program of Hashem. It's his Torah, that's the Torah God gave him, he's not allowed to change it, not allowed to add to it. He's doing it out to the Ketziva of Moshe Rabbeinu, not his own Hechrei Adas. So, Baruch Hashem, we have Yisodos. There's a lot more in this sugya to do, and I hope we get to it. Mitzvah Hashem, Lumo Dulam, Iglishma Velas, Lakaim, Skoldivri, Samu, Tarasu, Yahavo, Amen, Vi, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Savitis, and most beloved friends.